Now, though, we are joined in studio by Tim Mostert. And he's the man behind Speedy, Speedy the cartoon, and a number of others, of course. And his most recent project is Know Your Nation. It's a publication that I've had on my desk for quite a while, Tim. I've had it there, and on occasion, sometimes I'll just flip through it, have a look, and there's Speedy standing on the cover with his thumbs up and a number of historical characters. And in it, it's great information, especially for families around South African history, culture, and geography in an easy to read format, he says. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Azania.
So to understand what you did here, we have to understand a little bit about you. So it's great to have you on the show. You are a cartoonist.
Yes.
Also an art historian.
Yes.
And a TV producer.
Yes.
So that's a lovely combination. How did you get into cartooning?
Well, I was always cartooning. I grew up in the States of South African descent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always drawing and writing jokes and writing gags. And then I studied art formally when I went to university. And I studied art history. And I became a fine artist and an art historian. And then when I came to South Africa, because I married a South African girl who I met, when I came here, I realized there were opportunities here to get into publishing that were more difficult in the States because there are more papers in the U.S., but also more cartoonists.
Right.
And getting into comic strip cartooning or getting into a newspaper is almost impossible. It's one of the most difficult things in the world.
I hear so.
And the Holy Grail of cartooning is a comic strip.
Mm-hmm.
So after I'd lived here for a number of years and we'd established a home and I had gotten involved in various businesses and teaching and different things, I decided I wanted to get involved in cartooning.
Yeah.
So I started doing editorial cartoons. And I would fill in for different guys when they were sick, like Zapiro or the guys at Beale and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that there was a new paper launching.
The Daily Sun.
So I went to see the publisher. It was like visiting Jabba the Hutt. I don't know if you ever knew the guy from Daily Sun. He was quite a character.
Yeah, it's in those early days.
Right. Uh-huh. And I showed him my sort of very, you know, pithy and intellectual editorial cartoons. And he said, it's not that kind of paper. It's almost an experimental paper. It's going to be a tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
And we think there's a market in the townships for people's own paper.
Yeah.
And so it was a great idea. And he'd done a lot of research with his team. And he said he wanted a character who represented the reader of Daily Sun.
So enter Speedy.
Mm-hmm. And so I had already come up with Speedy a few months earlier, strangely enough. So I showed him Speedy.
Yeah.
And he said, great. He said, can you do that every day? And I said, sure. And so I started doing Speedy when we launched the paper. And the Daily Sun was a real roller coaster ride. You know, it became a massive success in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 6 months, I found Speedy's voice. And started to do, you know, fairly decent work, and then Speedy went into color and it became an entirely new thing.
Yes.
And I started to get into Speedy and the cast of characters.
So who is he? How would you describe Speedy?
Well, in some ways he's a South African Homer Simpson because he's an everyman. But he's different from Homer because he's not so rude. But he's the guy you see everywhere, the guy in the taxi, the guy you have a drink with at the Shebeen, the guy who is playing soccer with his kids. He's a good South African guy who works hard, doesn't have enough money at the end of the month, but he's still okay, praises his wife's cooking, looks after his family, and just he likes to tell jokes and make fun of politicians.
Yes, but he needs to get into trouble from time to time.
He's always in trouble.
Yeah.
But he gets out of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So most of his trouble has to do with riding taxis where the taxi driver in Speedy is called Putko Buthelezi, and he's a real terrible guy. Makes them push the taxi uphill all the time and it breaks down. So yeah, Speedy's just a good, fun character and he's always positive.
Yeah.
So the language of the comic strip, you know, Daily Sun is often a difficult read because it has a lot of difficult stories in it. And I made a decision early on that Speedy would never reflect crime or assault or things like that. He wouldn't ignore things, but he would always reflect the positive side of living in South Africa.
Right, because I was about to say, does positivity sell in this kind of climate, you know, where you have spaces like the Twitter, which can be very, very toxic, where people chase spectre?
Look, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of toxicity.
So I guess it was important then to stand apart and be a part of positivity.
It is, but you know, at the end of the day, people want to laugh. Mm-hmm. And everybody likes to laugh. And everybody likes to have something light that lightens the burden of the day.
Right.
And I think we're always looking for the positive side of life, even though we're often bombarded with the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
And so Speedy in many ways is someone who always tries to bring that out, even in diverse times.
So he's taken his civic duty very seriously.
Yes.
And he's telling the stories of the historical stories of South Africa.
He is. He's the host of Know Your Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Know Your Nation is a project that really, it doesn't gloss over anything about South Africa. It's not political. It just tells you what South Africa is about.
What do you think that was necessary? We have, you know, we learn about history in the classroom. Why was it necessary to present it through a comic character?
Well, I think a lot of this information is being forgotten or lost. This is happening not just in South Africa, but around the world.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what's come before them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you sit with your gogo, or your grandparents or older people, they tell you things about the country that have been forgotten. And often they're important things. So what Speedy does through Know Your Nation is he talks about things that we should be aware of in South Africa, why South Africa is unique,
yeah,
why it has its own texture, its own tone, its own spirit that makes it different from every other country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a positive thing. You know, it's all about nation building. It makes us feel good about ourselves as South Africans.
But we've had a lot of difficult topics over the years. So was it important that they be about nation building? Because some are quite contentious, some are divisive. So how did you pick those range of topics?
Well, that's the thing. We want to cover everything.
Okay.
So we're not sugarcoating anything. But, you know, in every country, some people's villains are other people's heroes and vice versa. And it's not unique to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that we know what's happened here and why we're different and where we can go ahead from here.
Right.
But we're not doing current events. That's the other thing about Know Your Nation. It's, in fact, we have an editorial rule that you have to be, basically have to be dead to be a Know Your Nation. So we won't do any, you know, current presidents or living presidents.
Yes.
And you probably have to be dead for a number of years as well.
Oh, I
see. Or at least a retired sportsman when we get to the sports people.
Oh, I see. So looking at it, it has, as you said, it's not just the history, or rather, as the caption says on the front, it's not just the history, it's the geography, it's the culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a wide spectrum and representing the diversity of South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It is. So, you know, what we have in South Africa, that's very different from other, you know, like you can read about Umkhumbonkoti, which is very South African.
Yes.
Or you can read about Biltong or Table Mountain.
Or the Coelacanth on
exactly.
page 31.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really important part of South African history and a really important part of world history just happens to take place in South Africa.
Yes. And there's so many under that you could say the same about. So let's take a break. My guest is Tim Mostert, and we are talking about Know Your Nation, exploring this project that he has embarked on. It's more than just a book. We'll tell you where it's available. I think it's a wonderful book to have in the home. So from time to time, you just pick a page, read the short essays, and learn a little bit about this country. The variety, there's just such a variety of topics. One, for instance, I'm looking at one about the dung beetle. What a hard worker. That's what Speedy says. But there's a lovely breakdown of the dung beetle, of course, as an insect, but also about what we regard, what we think of the dung beetle. So if you've come across this publication or you have questions, we'll move into animation, of course, which is where Tim is looking to head with this publication, Know Your Nation. Well, we're looking at volume one of Know Your Nation, this lovely project that Tim Mostert has started off. And he's a cartoonist, art historian, and TV producer. And he's behind the Daily Sun cartoon and the character Speedy. He's been going for a number of years in the publication, and it looks like Speedy is going international. So, Tim, you've been in conversation. You've been talking to the likes of Disney. You've been talking to other, what do you call them? Other TV or production companies or groups like mm-hmm. that.
Other studios and
exactly.
Like that.
So what is the plan? You want to take Speedy?
Yes. Well, Speedy was a TV series on SABC 2 about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We did a number of shorts starring Desmond Dube. And after we had done these shorts, it became clear that Speedy and Desmond worked really well for TV. and the series was really successful, a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
And then when I did Know Your Nation, I was actually talking to Disney about doing it as a series, because Know Your Nation is a never-ending project because I'm currently working with 80 ambassadors in Pretoria who all want Know Your Nation for their country. They want a version for their country. So we've actually developed a template. So what you see here, volume one, is the first of 10 volumes on South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 96 pages. It has 82 articles. And there isn't enough room to do all the articles in one volume. So that's why and there's a lot that's not in the first volume. There's nothing in here about the Boer War, Albert Luthuli, or Rivonia Trial, or Paul Kruger, lots of things that are central to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start researching a project like this, it's really never ending. So the first five volumes will be history, culture, and geography. And then we're also doing Know Your Rugby, Know Your Soccer, Know Your Cricket, and Kruger Park. And we find this in every country. You can do 5 or 10 volumes on a country.
Yeah.
And then it's a cross-media property. Because when I first started working on Know Your Nation, I was working mainly in animation. And I was focusing on the TV episodes of Know Your Nation. So, my background in Daily Sun with cartooning and the way Daily Sun was structured, we had a rule in the paper that articles were never more than 250 words for the readership and also for people's attention spans. And I found that to be a very successful formula.
Mm-hmm.
And also another rule we had in Daily Sun was if you had a story on something, say, about London, you would have a map of London and a map of South Africa and an arrow pointing to where they were in relation to each other, which was really great for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we were educating a new readership. And so those kinds of things you work out in publishing are ideal for Know Your Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, cartoonists don't like words. We like pictures.
Yeah.
And we like as few words as possible.
Right.
And education is a very tricky thing because people get bored. The classroom situation can sometimes be a bit verbose.
Yes.
And with Know Your Nation, we tried to keep the articles short and punchy, and then they're ideal for radio scripts and TV episode scripts.
Right. No, I'm actually surprised by the number of things that you've highlighted through Know Your Nation that, at the back of your mind, like why Table Mountain is named Table Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
How did we end up calling it that?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that are right in front of you, but you've probably never bothered to research or just never came up.
Right.
And it's captured there. So that's, I think, has been a very special touch. There are those obvious topics that you would expect to find. And then there are those that will really pleasantly surprise you. So I think congratulations on that score. So it is going to grow. It's going to be, as you said, done for other countries. And this will also travel to other nations to inform them about our country.
Correct.
So this process of creating animation is expensive.
It's extremely expensive.
It's difficult to get into this as a sector, firstly, but also it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you working around it? What have you learned out of that process?
Well, you try and economize as much as possible without compromising your standards. So once we have the scripts written for Know Your Nation, at least we have that in place, and then we can. And with Know Your Nation, it's not very expensive keyframe animation like Disney animation.
Right.
You can do it with some computer programs, but if you have very talented people working on it, and we have very gifted people in South Africa. You can make it within a fairly decent budget, but with animation you can't cover your production costs with one TV deal. You have to have 5 or 10 licensing deals, so you just have to bridge your financing somehow, get it made, and then start selling it all over the world.
But do you think we're catching up with what the rest of the world is producing? Because there was a time when there was great excitement. Was it Jock? I think it was Jock of the Bushveld when the movie was done. And there was great excitement around the production that we've made. Was it the first? I could be wrong. But here we are with the full-length animation around a much-loved story in South Africa. Mm. But when it came out, audiences did not respond as positively because they were already accustomed to Pixar and what we were seeing from international markets. Mm-hmm. So there was also that caution that if we are going to go that route, we have to invest. Mm-hmm. We have to invest in animation as a skill, in studios, in our own capabilities, because young people can benefit greatly, whether it is through creating comics that can live as animations or whether it's to focus on animation alone. We need to invest with that in mind.
Mm, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Look, we can create thousands of jobs in South Africa with animation incentives, and the National Film and Video Foundation, the IDC, they've been looking for ways to stimulate the industry. The DTI has a whole incentive program.
Right.
It's just finding the right stories and the right people and getting these production pipelines ongoing. But it is a very difficult medium in any country, mm-hmm. not just here.
Mm-hmm. So is this in schools? Is this in stores?
Yes and yes. It's been going into a lot of schools, and I'm really delighted to say the kids love it. The kids really enjoy it. We're working with the Deputy Minister of Basic Education, Enver Serti. In fact, he's even written the foreword to Nagy
Nation. I saw that. What did he think of his version?
Yeah,
what did he think of himself as a character?
There's a drawing of him in Speedy. No, he likes it, enjoys it. I gave him lots of hair. They've got good hair.
Yeah, Enver Serti. Yeah. Right. No, so he likes it, and it's got their support.
Yeah, well, you know, the government has been talking a lot about two things for a long time, nation building and social cohesion, which are very important, especially mm-hmm. for a country like South Africa, mm-hmm. but any country. But nation building and social cohesion are two things we should be focusing on. And he said to me, until he saw Know Your Nation, he didn't really know how they should go about it.
Right.
So with Know Your Nation, it's a way to stimulate our unity as a country. Mm-hmm. And that's really the best part of the project, is the fact that it brings us together as South Africans. It doesn't really divide us.
Right.
In terms of where you can get it, it was in stores, it was in retail nationally. But a publication like this gets uplifted because it's not a book, it's sort of a magazine. It's a bookazine, they call it. Mm-hmm. So it's going back into the CNAs and the exclusive books. But if people want it now, they can get it through Take a Lot, and they can get it through our website on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Know Your Nation. That's what we need to look out for.
I think Know Your Nation series. I think that's what it's called on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, but then they can order it through Facebook.
Tim, always great chatting to you. How's that other book doing?
The other book's doing very well.
It's 29 minutes past two. That's Tim Mostert. He's a cartoonist, art historian, and TV producer. And he's created, of course, he's the man behind Speedy. So next time you flip through your Daily Sun and you see Speedy doing his thing, this is the man behind it. And know that Speedy is going on to do even bigger and greater things as he spreads the word on the wonders and the beauty and the uniqueness of South Africa to other territories.